What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines, but we're going to be very sparing with what calls we take because the lovely Lady Claire has much to talk about. For those of you on Bamuser, that is the lovely Lady Claire.
Aloha.
And you can tell because she is lovely and I am not. And unfortunately, Claire came back from Santa Claus with a bit of a head cold. So she's going to sound like she's more butch and manly than I am.
Dear, I don't quite think it's going to be like that, but thank you, I think.
Okay. Well, it's sultry. It's sultry.
Okay. That I'll accept.
All right. What was that lady in Body Heat? Kathleen?
Catherine.
But when she first came to Hollywood, they said, oh, nobody will hire her. Her voice is too low. And then we actually used her for a commercial for the voice of the sexy robot. And she went off after that and did all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So what is first in your list?
Well, we know that President Obama has his advisors talking about the next steps in Syria. Michael, to the best of your knowledge, has anything leaked or been made public about that meeting?
I have not seen anything yet. I've been watching this screen religiously and looking at my email feed. But so far, nothing has come on out. And I suspect we may not hear anything because if the decision has been made to do a full-on invasion of Syria, they're not going to announce that.
No.
They're going to have some kind of a really horrible false flag. You know, like Assad has sunk the Lusitania or something along that ilk and say, we have a responsibility to respond to this overt aggression, blah, blah, blah. We've seen it so many times before.
Yeah. And in fact, you just walked right into my first story. This is from when the hits the fan. False flag attack imminent in Syria as globalists engineer World War III.
Yeah.
This is by Isaac Davis, someone who I've come to respect. And, Michael, if you could pull the paw down for a second, I do need to cough. Sorry about
that. Okay. All right.
Okay, we're good.
You're a trooper coming on the show today with, you know, and I actually had a touch of the same cold a while back, so I know how bad it is.
Take
your colloidal silver, dear.
Yes, I did, dear.
All right. Okay.
This false flag in Syria could wind up as being the biggest and ugliest October surprise possible. What I believe the White House, the Obama White House, thinks is that if it is successful, it will bolster Clinton's opportunities to garner more votes because she has been very vocal about this. And let's set up a no-fly zone, et cetera. We have a responsibility to protect, et cetera, et cetera.
Reminder, of course, that the U.S. doesn't actually have a legal right to be declaring no-fly zones over anybody's territory.
Oh, heck no, you know.
It's an aerial blockade. That's an act of war.
Yeah. And they're going to need some sort of pretext. And ladies and gentlemen, when it hits, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. I'm afraid that a number of our service people are going to get hit and hurt.
Assad fired torpedoes at the USS Maddox. Assad sunk the USS Maine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Assad is bombing Pearl Harbor. Actually, I know that one's a lie because it's out there.
But what it looks like is happening is that the oligarchy's standing plans are to force all Americans into expansion of the Orwellian permanent war. Remember, we've always been at war with East Asia.
That ongoing permanent war was part of the project for the new American century in the 1990s, and the same people are back. They've rebranded in the hope that we won't remember.
Yeah.
But in their policy paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses, they were basically saying it will take 100 years of unremitting war to force planet Earth back under the dominion of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And they're already off the schedule by quite a bit.
Oh, yes, definitely. But just please, if you haven't started to intelligently prep, and I say this like a chip CD, but please do start now. It's time. It's really time. I'd like to bop over to a domestic issue having to do with immigration.
Oh, please do.
Yes, 296 refugees have been diagnosed with active TB in Minnesota, 10 times any other state, and the majority are Somalis. 296 refugees were diagnosed with active tuberculosis between 2010 and 2014 in Minnesota. 71 were diagnosed within 1 year of their arrival, while 225 were diagnosed after the first year. And the number of active TB cases reported among refugees arriving in Minnesota is 10 times higher than reported in any of the 14 other states.
But remember, if you don't rush up to these... have you been kissing any Somalis lately?
Dear, the only person I've been kissing is you.
Oh, well, that may be almost as bad. But, you know, remember, if you don't run up to these ill people and give them a big hug and a wet, sloppy kiss, then you're just being insensitive and racist. Are you ready to go back on the air?
Ready to go back on the air. Sorry, listeners. I apologize. You know, I'm walking wounded here. And the only thing I can imagine that the White House is saying to Minnesotans right now is, Minnesotans, congratulations, you have been bacterially enriched.
I like that.
Hello.
One. Well, you know, all the cancer industry, the medical industrial complex across the, we've got a new disease. We're going to be rich. We're bringing the diseases back. This idea of making the nation healthy, that was a non-starter from the business point of view. But we need diseases. We need germs. We need viruses, and we'll be rich forever. We're going to take a second here and do a shout out to our on-air affiliates.
Okay.
Who are just rejoining our network, and we are spending hour number three today with the lovely Lady Claire, as is our wont. And the lovely Lady Claire, unfortunately, is dealing with a bit of a head cold,
yep.
Which is, I didn't change wives. I didn't, you know, do what John McCain did with his first wife. This is still my wife here. She just sounds very, very different.
I should look reasonably familiar to our band.
Well, it's kind of a little picture over there, you know.
Okay. But Mike, I have a question. How in the name of heaven could the INS and CDC allow this to happen?
Because they're being told
negligence.
They're being told from on high, we are going to blur the population of the world together to make them one formless mass with no idea of who they are or where they came from. Yesterday, we were reporting this ridiculous story about this disabled woman in her 30s in a wheelchair was gang raped by these refugees, and the prosecutors just let the refugees go by saying the woman didn't fight hard enough against her attackers. She's disabled. She's in a wheelchair. What is she supposed to do? You know? Let's start a GoFundMe project and get that woman a gun.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And training. And responsible training. I would like to bop over to Kashmir.
Please, Bob.
Apparently, there is looking like there is going to be war between India and Pakistan over Kashmir. This last summer witnessed yet another people's uprising in one of the longest-running military occupations in modern times, and that's the Indian occupation of Kashmir. The callous indifference to decades-old Indian atrocities against the people of Kashmir, including well-documented incidents of torture, disappearances, encounter killings, rapes, and outright massacres ought to put the international community to shame. After all, this is a conflict, and that's a euphemism for a military occupation that the UN and international law has clearly adjudicated on many decades ago. But Indian recalcitrance, Pakistani fumbling, and international criminal neglect have let the blood of Kashmiris spill uninterruptedly. And apparently, the U.S. has just been saying, oh, this is fine on the Indian side, no worries, no problems. But if, in fact, we may be looking at a U.S. government-enabled war against Pakistan, the next step...
And I'd like to remind everybody that both India and Pakistan do have nuclear weapons.
Right. Okay. The next step would be for China to come into the fray on Pakistan's side. This could get very ugly very quickly, because we would be looking at a regional, if not global, nuclear war unless the U.S. government has the horse sense to encourage both India and Pakistan to come back from the brink, back to their collective senses, and encourage India to sponsor the long-awaited Kashmiri referendum, which is what this is all about, which would ask the Kashmiri people if they wanted to remain with India, become independent, or become part of Pakistan. And unless and until that happens, I am afraid that there's going to be a lot more bloodshed and a lot more escalation.
Well, that's what the U.S. wants here. I mean, it was only a few years ago where North and South Korea were kissing and making up and saying, let's end the war, let's unify the way Germany did. And everybody was on board with that except the United States of America, who proceeded to then go in there and say, oh, they're saying bad things about you, and the other ones, oh, and just fanning up the war. It's very easy to get a war going. Everybody has to agree to peace. It only takes one fanatic politician with a bomb to keep the war going. Before I let you go on to the next story, I'm watching on the corporate media, and they've opened up the floodgates of all these women who are now claiming that Donald Trump inappropriately touched them. And the first thing that struck me, because we've got the volume off, I'm looking at the lower thirds, these women are all identified as aspiring actresses and models. Gee, do you think maybe they want to get their name out there so they have a chance at an acting job or modeling gig? I mean, again, this is something I saw all the time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, any way that you could get your name in the public mind made you more bankable. And, yeah, I mean, they've started this thing. We're going to have like 15,000 women screaming that Donald Trump attacked them because it's going to open up career opportunities and money. And again, the issue is none of these women have said anything about this any time before now. And the Hillary campaign is still insisting, well, these women were afraid to speak out because the media has been protecting Donald Trump. I mean, the propaganda isn't even self-consistent, which is why it's not going to work.
Yeah, it's too cute. The timing is just too cute.
You know. Anyway, as far as Trump's locker room talk is concerned, I mean, I took his suggestion with you the other night. That worked out very well.
I love you, dear.
I love you, too.
All right, moving right along. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Incompetency, is now claiming Russia behind Clinton campaign chairman email hacks. I mean, could this be more obvious or not? You know,
well,
when in doubt,
I mean, Assange has said it is not Russia. Russia's saying it's not Russia. Again, they have been caught falsely blaming Russia before.
Yeah.
There was that NSA hack about a month and a half ago where somebody stole one of the NSA's most powerful tools to break into your computer with and offered it up for sale to cyber criminals on the dark net.
Yeah.
And the media, the first thing they said, oh, it's Russia. Russia did this. Russia did this. And yet they knew at the time it wasn't Russia.
Yeah.
It was another employee of Booz Allen Hamilton, a contractor for the NSA, another Edward Snowden, who stole this software to make a fast buck. And the FBI arrested this guy back at the time the crime happened. They knew about it. They kept it secret because the media message is it's Russia, 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 Russia. They were lying to you, and they knew they were lying to you at the time. They can't fall back and say, well, this is what the government said, and this is the best information we had then.
Yeah.
No, the corporate media was lying to you, and they knew they were lying. And by the way, Bill O'Reilly on Fox Insider has come on out and said that his sources are telling him three of the major corporate media outlets have literally issued instructions to all of their workers, you will do everything you can to destroy Donald Trump. They don't even care if they throw away their reputation for fairness and objectivity. It's war. It's outright war between the establishment, the oligarchs, and we the people. That's really what this has become.
Dear, excuse me, but did they have a reputation for fairness before this thing hit?
A little while ago. I mean, we knew they were lying about some things, but, you know, every once in a while they'd say, all right, well, there is another side to the story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Edward R. Murrow must be spinning in his grave.
At warp speed.
At warp speed. We could throw a belt around him, put him on a generator, and solve the energy crisis.
Yeah.
You know, but that was the way Murrow always operated. There's two sides to the story. Let's put both sides out and let the people decide. That is responsible journalism.
Yeah.
And now we have the corporate masters of these large media conglomerates, which 40 years ago would have been illegal in the first place, because there used to be laws saying you can only own so much media to preserve the diversity of opinion and view. And now it's just all concentrated together. And they're literally, according to Bill Riley, they're ordering all of their staff to do everything they can to destroy Donald Trump. It doesn't get more obvious than that you're living in a dictatorship.
No, and Putin said something about this whole incident that I thought was absolutely bang spot on. He said, American people need to pay attention to the information in these leaks.
Yes.
Not that they were leaked, but what they say about those people in the bowels of power who want to have even more power over this country. and over us.
Well, that's why they're coming out with all this, you know, Donald Trump sex allegations. They're replaying the stained blue dress that was used to trick Americans into following this pointless sex scandal and not pay attention to the fact that Bill and Hillary Clinton are tangled up with the CIA's gun and drug running.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country.
Amen.
And the CIA has been funding their clandestine operations that are not approved by Congress with contraband going back at least to Vietnam when Kunsa's heroin was being shipped into the U.S. in the body bags of our Vietnam dead soldiers. And then, of course, we lost Vietnam and that got cut off. And by the way, Vietnam was the original French connection, if you remember that whole situation. It was from back before the U.S. took over Vietnam. Mm-hmm. France was operating there. That was the origin of the French connection. So I'm getting way, way back in history. But during Iran-Contra, it was cocaine coming up from Central America to fund the guns, gun running to the Nicaraguan Contras. And everybody got rich off of that. We know that ever since the U.S. Has invaded Afghanistan, the opium poppies are back to blooming. We've got photos of the coalition troops actually guarding and protecting the opium poppies and handling the bags of the raw opium. It's right out there in the open. I've gotten emails from some of the soldiers that were in there and part of it, which, of course, I immediately destroy because I don't want to get anybody harmed. But saying that, yeah, I mean, we sign up to protect this nation, and we find that we're protecting ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and worse, we're protecting drug runners.
Yep.
That's not what we signed up to do, and these soldiers are very unhappy. We have a couple of callers waiting on the line. Let's go ahead and grab them. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, when you mention about this whole sex thing and that they're beating the bushes trying to find people, women come forward because they feel now they were feared in the past, and now they're not fearful because they have media attention. And these are clear opportunists, as I told you yesterday. But, you know, you have to ask yourself and point this out. The Clinton body, you know, count is huge. How many are on that list of Trump's body bags? I mean, there's nothing. Zero. He's never been a force of interference and harassing others and intimidation.
Well, see, that right there is
dead bodies.
That's why they're so afraid of him, okay? Right. Because Donald Trump did not grow up steeped in that CIA cocaine corruption. He is truly an outsider. And when he gets into that Oval Office and he starts to figure out exactly what the government has been doing, he's going to make some changes. That's why they're all afraid of him. The CIA is terrified he's going to blow the whistle on him. The corporate media, they've gone so far to destroy him. If Trump is able to overcome the election fraud, they all know that, you know, Trump is going to bring back those laws limiting how much media you can own. He's going to go after them with a meat axe, and he's justified in doing it, and every single American has to be ready to stand by Donald Trump while he does it, because he's going to need our help even more than he needs it now.
Yeah, that excuse of being fearful to come forward is just total, as you would say, bovine excrement. Is that the word?
That's the word, bovine excrement. But again, remember that in two of these cases, the stories have already been completely discredited. They absolutely don't make any sense. They've got wrong places, wrong dates, wrong information. These are bogus stories. We have that leak from Anonymous of an inside email from the Clinton campaign saying Hillary was going to either buy or force women to come out and claim that Donald Trump had molested them. And this leak from Anonymous came out before Jessica Leeds hit the big time over at the New York Times.
Right. I agree. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're coming up on a commercial break. When we come on back, we're going to take two more phone calls, and then we're going to close the phone lines and give the rest of the show to my lovely Lady Claire. So meanwhile, a little bit of economic news I'm going to sneak in. More than 1 million in Obamacare are about to lose their health insurance as the backers of this thing quit. They're just saying, we're not making the tons of money. You're on your own. Thank you. Good night. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take 2 more phone calls, then we're going to close the phone lines and just leave the rest of the show for the lovely Lady Claire. So, Guy in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was wondering if we could figure this out together. The federal government operates with our consent only when it obeys the Constitution.
Yes.
The Constitution is based on the Declaration of Independence, right?
It's considered more of an inspirational document, where the Declaration was the reason for the separation from Great Britain, and the Constitution basically the blueprint for how the country was going to work. And how power was going to be delegated and allocated to the states and so forth, immediately followed by the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, where things that hadn't been settled by the time the Constitution itself was signed were very quickly added on.
But they're foundational principles.
Yeah, the and Declaration of Independence has the foundational principle that governments derive their just power from the consent of the governed. And it's not necessarily tied into the Constitution or not. For one thing, I do not consent to have a government that lies to me. Basically, that's what it comes down to. The government is only supposed to have those authorities we, the people, are comfortable with them having. The original design for that central federal government was as a caretaker, a janitor, if you will, whose responsibility was our national sovereignty and our infrastructure, to arbitrate between the states, and only in times of invasion was the central government given control over an army to be formed for the purpose.
Well, I know it doesn't say anything about, it says protecting all rights in belief systems, but it doesn't say taking the Almighty out of the picture, and I think that's what the Democrats, that's their way of removing God from inalienable rights, in saying that, you know, your rights are given to you by the federal government, you know. You remove that cornerstone, and all of a sudden now you don't have any God-given rights, and that's where they can attack all the amendments.
Well, here's the point of view. First of all, the Bill of Rights does not say the rights come from God or from the federal government. The Bill of Rights says these are your rights, which we acknowledge. This is the do not do this list, and the question of where the rights come from is irrelevant, because the rights are permanent and constant. They cannot be changed or taken away, or they're not rights, they're merely privileges. Certainly it's true our present central government is trying to sell the idea that it is up to them when and where the rights are to be granted, but that is certainly not what was written in the Bill of Rights. Now, the Democrats' concerns over religion go back to the First Amendment, which say that the Congress, meaning the government, will not pass any laws respecting a particular institution of religion. What this really means is there is no official state religion in the United States. In order to guarantee religious freedom to all, no one religion could be allowed to have any kind of civil authority. They were all equally helpless and therefore fair and balanced, because the people who started the United States, for them, the wars between the Protestants and the Catholics were a recent family memory. And they had already seen how there had been a lot of misbehaving among the clergy in the colonial United States, the witch hangings and so forth. And so they figured out the only way that all religions would be equally protected was to deny all religions any place in the civil government. And that's what that part of the First Amendment really means. And so there is a legitimate grounding for saying that religion is fine in the home, it's fine in the church, it's fine whatever you want to believe, but in the civil running of this country, there is no place for religion, nor should there be, because we have seen in history that any time a religion gains civil power in a country, the first thing it does is persecute the members of all other religions.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for clarifying that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
The other thing I had real quick is that Wild West Media conspiratable news that Obama wants to take us back to the 50s, where you get your information from the corporate media. I think it's ridiculous, and the horse is already out of the barn on that one.
Hillary's already said if she gets that White House, she's going to find some way to shut the independent media down. First Amendment be darned. All right,
thank you, Michael.
Guy, we got to let you go. We're going to take a break for a commercial. Then we're going to take a phone call from Alex in Florida. Then we are closing the phone lines. Mahi dictum est. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take our last phone call of the day. Alex in Florida, aloha. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I think that the Democrats know they're losing. I think they're freaking out. I think that they have people that do the polls inside, the internal polls of their party. And yeah. They know they're losing. I think that a lot of Republicans that ditched Obama will come, I mean, not Obama, that ditched Trump will come back and vote for him.
They're already coming back to him. This sexual assault thing is not getting any traction.
Yeah, and the thing with the sexual assault thing, if that's all you have, who wants to watch that all day? When we have thousands and hundreds of thousands of emails that we can't even get to that are freaking great. I mean, it is a great novel that has been handed us, and it's a living novel. There's no comparison. Only idiots are watching that press that's on right now. I wanted to make one comment.
Not many of them, and in my understanding, again, this is over on Drudge Report, is that people are very angry at the way the media is trying to destroy Donald Trump. First of all, because Americans have an inherent sense of fair play, morality, and ethics. And secondarily, because the corporate media is treating us like we are all a bunch of idiots who can be swayed with this stuff. And that is very insulting. And that when I look at all this stuff, you know, with all these aspiring actresses and models who are trying to get their name out there by jumping on this, you know, Trump molested me and I was too afraid to talk about it bandwagon, I'm feeling insulted, and so should you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that most Americans want the truth. It's just like the it's just like Anonymous is getting ready to come out with a video of a child or something that Bill Clinton's having sex with. It's better just to come out with that and not even talk about it. We don't want anything that could be put dirt in our face. If they have it, come out with it. I like Anonymous.
About that, but the only reason I mention it is because Hillary's people are already out there trying to flood the net with emails saying that if you look at this tape, if it comes out and you look at this tape, you're in violation of the child porn laws and you will go to jail. And, that's such a ridiculous attempt at spin control.
I'm not saying that because you said it. I'm saying that because I heard it from other people, and I just wanted to let them know. It's better not to say anything if you don't have facts on the situation. We want facts.
I tend to agree with that as well. You know, if you come on out and say next week I'm going to be releasing evidence that'll put Hillary Clinton in jail, it's a guarantee that you're going to get really depressed over the weekend and fall out of the sky in a small airplane.
And when people use titles like that on, say, YouTube, for example, you watch one or two of them, and then 2 weeks later, they have similar titles. You don't want to watch that anymore. I want someone that's going to tell me the truth, what they think, not what it is, not a lie. I want the truth. I was going to say, Comey, have you noticed how big the circles under his eyes have gotten since he came out and lied and protected Hillary Clinton? Who knows? Maybe they threatened him and his family and he's having to do what he has to do. But I can just look at his face and tell you he's a liar. He's looking more and more like O.J. Simpson with puffy face. His face is puffy, has huge circles under his eyes. And it's
He looks to me like somebody who's just doing a lot of drinking right now. And I think, which position he's in, he's got the FBI rank and file are furious at him for destroying the reputation of the agency, their reputation. Loretta Lynch is furious at him because he was supposed to just say, we're not recommending charges. He wasn't supposed to actually go on down and say, yeah, Hillary did do felony violations of Title 18. And the indications are Loretta Lynch is concerned because she got her orders from higher up, and there's really only one person higher than the Attorney General. So, I mean, this is coming right from the very top. It's obstruction of justice, and I can understand why he looks very, very nervous. All right, listen, Alex.
I want to say one more thing. I thank you, Democratic Party, for giving us all this entertainment. You guys are idiots. Podesta, Hillary, DNC. Thank you, you stupid idiot.
All right. Well, Alex, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to close the phone lines now. And Lady Claire, what is your next story?
My next story is that the U.S. has entered the Yemen war directly for the first time with attack on the Houthis. And that happened on Wednesday, firing Tomahawk cruise missiles at three rebel-held radar stations on the Red Sea coast. The attack, which was in retaliation for an alleged failed missile attack on a U.S. Navy destroyer on Sunday, risks drawing the U.S. further into the 18-month war. And while the U.S. has previously conducted direct attacks in Yemen against al-Qaeda, which controls vast territory in central and eastern Yemen, it had not directly engaged Houthi forces before. And, of course, the U.S. has been a great helper in the naval blockade, which has caused thousands of Yemeni children to die from malnutrition. And when I was putting together this article, I put together some very direct images of these kids and what they're suffering from. And God only knows if all of the NG nutrition they're trying to get down them is ultimately going to save them and if they're able to recover. And I hope that people know that when I put up some very graphic images like that, it's not to shock, it's to make people aware of what is going on with U.S. permission. And I really want to address both the governments of the U.S. and Saudi Arabia and the House of Saud. Since when does starving infants through the deliberate engineering of malnutrition constitute being on the right side of morality or history? House of Saud, bring it on. I'm here to listen. You talk to me. You tell me how that is moral and how that is right. And we've had another development, Michael, in this situation. Iran now has deployed warships off the Yemen coast in the Gulf of Aden.
Yes.
They sent two warships to the Gulf of Aden on Thursday. The semi-official Tasnim news agency reported, establishing a military presence in waters off Yemen, where the U.S. military launched cruise missile strikes on areas controlled by Iran, allegedly Iran-backed Houthi forces. Iran's Alvand and Bushehr warships have been dispatched to the Gulf of Aden to protect trade vessels from piracy. Now, Iran's key regional rival, Saudi Arabia, accuses Tehran of providing support to the Houthis, which the Islamic Republic denies. And Tasnim said that the Iranian ships will patrol the Gulf of Aden south of Yemen, which is one of the world's most important shipping routes. And, you know, Mike, I think I need to congratulate President Obama for having thrown the U.S. even further into another military adventure in the Middle East. As the U.S. government's proud partner in war crimes, Saudi Arabia continues to shell schools, hospitals, markets, and private residences with impunity. And I would also have another thing to say to President Obama were he here. Mr. President, your actions while in office have not been the actions of a person awarded a Nobel Peace Prize, but the actions of a war criminal, down on your knees and completely subservient to your corporate masters who love war because wars create profits for them. And what this administration has enabled the Saudi military to do in Yemen is absolutely gut-wrenching to any truly moral American. Oh, and the government allegedly provides guidance for these strikes. I'm correct. And what this guidance has done has been to kill a lot of innocent men, women, and children. And I was hoping that perhaps Mr. President would look at the pictures I put up. And in my mind, Mike, and tell me how I'm wrong here, the president is now personally complicit in this slaughter, having signed off on Saudi Arabia's buying their bombs from General Dynamics, just as though he had released them on these independent people, you know, himself.
Okay.
And his legacy, both home and abroad, a tanked economy at home waiting to unravel, more endless military misadventures, more offshoring, outsourcing of American jobs through which the middle class in this country has been gutted, and a complete pathological inability to think any domestic or global scenarios through to their logical conclusions. And no one in his administration thought for a second that Iran wouldn't react to the U.S. having declared war on Yemen by stating that their military was going to patrol the Gulf of Aden. Just my point proven.
I loved it when that reporter from the AP was talking to the State Department spokesman about how we could be accusing Russia of war crimes for the civilians being bombed in Syria.
Yeah.
And yet be perfectly okay with Saudi Arabia using our weapons to bomb civilians in Yemen. And there was this big, long silence because, and I think that's what prompted that Democratic congressman to write a letter to John Kerry saying, are we committing war crimes in Yemen? And the answer is, of course we are.
Yeah. It's what we do, unfortunately.
Yes.
I'd like to kind of bop over to a case in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A mistrial exposes prosecutors' challenges in trying police. Apparently, there was a hung jury in the murder trial against two former Albuquerque police officers, which underscored the difficulty prosecutors often face in landing conviction against law enforcement in deadly shootings as they contend with concerns over handling the evidence and cooperation of department witnesses. And what happened was, they fatally, two detectives and officers, fatally shot a homeless camper armed with two knives to protect the life of another officer who came within 10 feet of the suspect during a standoff. Mike, what the heck ever happened to talking someone down?
Well, that's not what's being taught by these Israeli security companies. They're now in charge of training our police force. And, of course, the other problem is these prescription antidepressants, which finally we're starting to see people within the industry acknowledge there's a problem here. These antidepressants result in poor impulse control, and these police are out there. They're in these situations. They get an impulse, and they just go with it. I remember there was one incident about 2 months ago where there was a guy was under control on the ground. Officer just pulls out the gun and shoots him. And one of the other officers says, "Why did you do that?" And the officer with the gun says, "I don't know." And to me, that is signaling a pharmacological effect. And I think, you know, if Donald Trump wins the White House, I figure I'm owed a listen on a couple of topics. And one of them is going to be that police officers who are out in the community armed not be allowed to be on any psychiatric medication. And the other thing, of course, is to get rid of these Israeli security companies whose goal it is to train the U.S. police to treat the American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. And we know what these Palestinians are suffering through. Why would we be okay with that being brought and imported to the United States?
I hear you. And this is simply, unfortunately, another very sad incident in the continuing war against the homeless mentally ill in this country. And I think, Mike, at the end of the day, any society needs to be judged by how they treat the most fragile members of that society. And right now, the U.S. government is doing a lousy job here, and that needs to get fixed.
Oh, but they're doing a wonderful job in Israel. I mean, Israel's getting all of our money, and they're getting brand new Jewish-only roads built, you know, at the taxpayers' expense here in the U.S. here.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean about us being an occupied country with a puppet ruler. And I'm not happy about that, and that's something else that has to go. And that's another reason why the establishment is so afraid of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump represents a leader who will put America first, second, and third, and tell the parasites from Israel and the whores in Congress working for Israel to take a hike.
Yes.
Remember what country they're standing on. Remember who pays the bills around here and who they're supposed to be working for, and it's not Israel.
Yeah. And unfortunately, to end on New Mexico, it has a state motto, the Land of Enchantment. I think that state motto right now needs to be rewritten as New Mexico, Land of Disenchantment, particularly for those homeless, mentally ill people just trying to survive on the outskirts of developed areas. And I think that's really sad, and we have to do a better job nationally about that.
Well, there's two issues that overlap here. One is the process of being made homeless can rattle your outlook, and your perspective might change in a way that would be perceived as mental illness by people who still have their homes and jobs and a sense of security. Got to look at that Maslow hierarchy of needs. And people driven down to the lowest levels of that are acting close to an animal survival state, which is what is happens naturally, but it can be very discomforting to others around them. Yeah. The second issue, of course, is that as our economy has been plundered for Israel, the war machine, and Wall Street, funding for mental institutions has evaporated.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot of these mental hospitals are being told, you know, unless they're, you know, out there with a chainsaw and a Bill Shatner mask on, you just let them go. And because these people aren't really functional, they've got no way where to go to. They instantly become homeless. They don't have a job. And that's a big part of the problem. Now, I can understand where if you're confronted with somebody with knives, you shouldn't get close to them in the first place.
Yeah.
There's what's called the 7-foot rule. If you've got somebody who's holding a knife and your gun is still in its holster and they're closer than 7 feet, they can beat you on the draw because the knife is already in their hands. But part of the de-escalation is that you don't let yourself get into that situation in the first place.
Right.
But our police are definitely gun happy. The police are killing more innocent Americans than all the terrorists and mass shooters put together. And yet we're supposed to just go along with, well, this is a necessary price of having a just and moral society. And you know, Hillary's on the warpath against private gun ownership. She wants us totally dependent on those very same police, which if you call them, they might wind up killing you. And we've seen that happen. There was another case where a woman had a false positive on a fetal sobriety test. They locked her up for a DUI. the real alcohol blood test came back as a negative, they don't want to drop the charges because we can't see the we can't let the public see that the police make mistakes. I mean, that's the kind of rationale they're thinking at.
Yeah.
The government can never fail, no matter how badly it fails. We'll just throw more money and more lies at it and tell everybody it's still working. We have gone so far past the tyranny of the former Soviet Union and even that of Nazi Germany. That's how bad things are in this country. Donald Trump is our last opportunity to peacefully change the course of this nation. And remember what John F. Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I would hate to see that happen in the streets of this country, but at this point, I can't see a way to stop it. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with the last segment of our program after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I turn the mic over to Claire for her fast show. Little breaking story. You know, The View, it's a total waste of broadcast bandwidth. It started out to be a nice chat show, and then all of a sudden it got so PC. I remember when was Rosie O'Donnell got kicked off for asking questions about 9/11, and it looks like looks like Whoopi Goldberg may not be on the show much longer either. Apparently, she was questioning this sudden timing of all these women coming forward to say, oh, he touched me, he assaulted me, he violated me. There's never been any allegation like this ever before against Trump. And even Whoopi Goldberg, who's fully on board the Hillary Clinton bandwagon, is saying, there's something funny about this. The producers cut Whoopi Goldberg's mic. It doesn't get more honest than that. Are you good to go? All right. You have one more story you want to share with us?
Yes, please? I certainly do, and quickly.
I think this is a good one.
Okay, Bill Clinton rape protester beaten at Hillary Vegas rally. Accusing Bill Clinton of being a rapist is now coming with a physical price. Video shows a protester holding a rape sign at Hillary Clinton's Las Vegas rally on Wednesday night, and he was beaten by a mob of Hillary supporters near the media pen.
Ooh, real brown shirt stuff.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Here we go.
You know, but it's indicative of their mindset.
It very much is. And if you remember that Hillary Clinton is the queen of the cocaine trade in this country, then you have to start wondering if all of her followers and supporters are the dealers and addicts, which would certainly explain their complete absence of any moral character, their willingness to go on out and act like brown shirts, their willingness to steal Trump signs off of lawns. Hillary Clinton has turned the Democratic Party into the party of the petty thieves and the meth heads and the coke heads and everything. That's where her supporters are. And I think all of these Republicans who have tried to sabotage Donald Trump need to be immediately investigated for ties to drug money laundering, the way we know Comey was tangled up with that. Absolutely. So anyway, I mean, that is okay. I think you're done for the day. I'm going to take the show out here. That's okay. You're a real trooper having come on the show feeling as bad as you did, because I felt that bad a few days ago, and I know what you're putting up with. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show, but that is really what's going on. We need to start asking ourselves, what kind of people are still supporting Hillary Clinton? We know the fanatic, man-hating feminists still support. I mean, we're talking about women who would vote the Manson girls into Congress because they're women, and it's time that we have a woman president. I don't have an objection to a woman president. I have an objection to that one. And the feminists' political agenda is going to be destroyed by a Hillary Clinton presidency. I mean, look at what Obama has done here, and just think how long it's ever going to be before another black person is able to run for the White House without that taint. Hillary's going to do the same thing to the feminist movement. All right, there's the music. I need to go do an interview on somebody's show somewhere. So we'll be back Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, have a good weekend. Stay informed. You are all part of the independent media. Take what you're learning here. Spread it on out. Take all these articles about how the stories from these women accusing Donald Trump are completely fraudulent, and just flood the net with them. Working together, we can shout down that corrupt, crooked corporate media. We can still overcome the election stealers. Back on Monday, Aloha America.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.